everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome back, Kristen. I always love hearing what you have to say. We've got a lot of actually new headlines that has just come up today. So let's start with the iHeart
Music Awards.
JoJo Siwa. So she was definitely, she made a statement. That's for sure. I know she has her single that had just come out, I believe. And I almost feel like, look, I worked with a lot of the Dance Moms girls before, but she was never involved during that. I think it was season 7. I took over for Abby there for a second. But basically, you know, she walked the red carpet and just like what I think would look really cute as one of the dance costumes on Dancing with the Stars. But I wonder if Daniela actually helped her with that. But she walked the carpet in a sheer jumpsuit with bat-like embellishments on the arms with the rhinestones, of course, and mesh panels across her midriff. She looked great. I mean, social media users raced to X. I still can't get used to the fact that it's called X and not Twitter, to express their disapproval, of course. Okay. In addition to receiving criticism over her bold ensemble, the 20-year-old dancer was ridiculed for her spiked black makeup around her eyes and faux hawk. Did you see this look?
I sure did. I love it because here's the thing. JoJo for so long has been that little girl with like the big bow, and she's allowed to grow up. And I think that this is her opportunity to explore that. It reminds me of Miley Cyrus from her Hannah Montana era into her Wrecking Ball. And it does take some people like they're a little aghast by it, but honestly, like let her explore, let her figure this out, because it's kind of exciting to see what her next era is going to bring.
Right.
On TikTok too, it's been interesting because she has her single Karma and she's doing this choreography, which I believe was done by Richie Squirrel. And, you know, people are making fun of her a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm like, she's the smart one because they're all using her single over and over again to do
rotation.
And I'm like, guess who's laughing all the way to the bank, you guys?
Yeah.
She's a genius when it comes to marketing.
That is so true, by the way. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like there's, as they say, no press is bad press, which I hate, but like we're still human beings. So careful with your words, people. So next we've got Tristan McManus. I love him. So I miss his Irish accent that I can never. And I was like, what, Tristan? What did you just say? I'd always like shoot the shit with him. But do you remember him? He was great.
I do. And we had him a couple times on AfterBuzz, and he not only is delightful, but he's so sweet. And I feel like his energy was kind of missed on Dancing with the Stars when he left.
For sure. And I have to say, this was like back also when he was on, this was like the height of the show. We went out a lot as a group, like especially the pro dancers. And I remember lots of nights with Tristan. We would always be the last men standing for sure. But it's sad, but what I love so much about this specific headline is the fact that he's so open with his struggle during that time, at the height of his, you know, Dancing with the Stars career, at least. He basically admits to struggling with alcoholism and how, you know, he basically destroyed himself, at the height of his success. And I have a similar story in a way, but, you know, he really goes there. And it's so, it's, I always just applaud people, especially men that feel like they can open up and talk about their story without feeling, you know, shame or hiding behind the fame, you know. And I'm so happy for Tristan and his success now abroad. You know, he's been so successful, especially the last couple of years, but he basically admitted all of this on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia. And he told his campmates how he would go out drinking all night after finishing work on the show and admitted he destroyed himself at that time. He would drink until he passed out and would sometimes have no memory of the night before as he detailed his mental health struggles. Tristan said, "I was never aggressive or anything like that. It was just sad drinking. Oh, that breaks my heart. I just went out and I just destroyed myself." He said, "I'd finished the show and you're still on that high anyway. But then when everyone came down from that high and went home, I just stay out." I do remember actually one instance where we were the last two people at, I don't know if it was like an after party. So there wasn't like a closing time. It was like at a house, whether that, I don't think that was my house, but it was like, okay, I was getting tired and we had result shows back then. And my call time was in like hours. And I just remember, I was like, "Do you need like a ride or like, you know, what, how can I help you get home?" And I, and there was that moment of, like, I just felt there was a dark cloud a little bit over him. And I didn't know what to do back then other than just leave him be. Yeah, man.
I appreciate his vulnerability, but it's crazy to think the two of you were going through something very similar, but then you're traveling essentially parallel paths.
Oh, yeah.
They're crossing in work, but not necessarily crossing in like what you guys needed.
Yeah, well, which we needed was just one of us to be like, "I've got a problem." But when you're in it, you're not admitting it, right? Because you also feel guilty for having a problem when you're at the height of your career. Like everyone said, "What was your rock bottom?" Well, my rock bottom, I've always said, was my success on Dancing with the Stars. It was the first two seasons, because the, from then on, it was always like, I can't get back to that. Like it was always like me comparing myself to me, my very first two seasons of the show. So I feel like that was my rock bottom, was that at the height of my success was the height of my drinking as well. So then I was like, there was part of me that was like, should I just go back to the drinking? Because serious, it seemed like it worked out well on the surface. Obviously, this is not this is my course. Solution, right? Like almost being 6 years sober. Like it's not that, but it's easy to go back. That is the devil in my head. Like that's that on my shoulders saying, just drink again. Like you were so successful. Like obviously you're too much in your head now type thing, you know? And so that's what I still struggle to this day. I do wish though, and I, this is why I really want him on the podcast, because I want to be able to develop a friendship, even if it's from afar. You know, like I think it's important that we all stick together through this.
Yeah, I interviewed him, I want to say early on in the pandemic. So I think he'd be really receptive to an interview. He's in such a great place with his wife and their three beautiful babies. And I think he's got a bigger story to share. And he also had a lot of problems with heart attacks, heart disease.
I know, too. During the Vegas show.
And he was young. Tropicana? He was at, 26?
I just saw an interview actually just now, and he was saying how he just didn't care if he had a heart attack and that he just kept pushing through. Mm-hmm. That's insane. So this was during that Vegas run for Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah. And he also mentioned, I know when I've worked with him, like he's had knee problems and he was just like not caring about what was happening with his knees as a dancer. So
I mean, that's kind of normal though.
It is normal.
No, it's not. But yes.
Yeah, it's normal in that that's the way it's been done. It's not normal.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable to be pushing our bodies that way.
And if you don't care about, like, it's one thing if you're just like, well, I was just immature, right? Like, I never stretched or anything, hence my arthritis. I'm suffering now. But like, as dancers, we can tolerate pain. I just have, I have so much love for him, but I also understand now that, you know, based on all of what was said from Tristan, is that like, I think there must have been a sense of relief and weight that got lifted because of him being open, even though how scary that must have been for him, especially doing it on a show where he obviously, he was already spent, like on a I'm Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Kim Johnson or Kim Hrjcevic did it back in the day and she said it was miserable. She wanted to be voted out as soon as possible. It's like basically the equivalent of Survivor, I'm assuming. Yeah. So like, you know, he had to be stripped down to be able to be vulnerable. So I hope he feels empowered and I hope he feels like he's helping so many people because he really is.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of feedback once he's out of the jungle too. And
is he still in there?
I think so. I've been seeing like, I've been seeing, you know, Instagram posts, and he's obviously not controlling his Instagram, but somebody else must be, because they're like,
is it live?
I believe it's live. And so in Australia, of course, but, and you know, they'll be like, tonight, should he reveal his most vulnerable secret? Like that kind of thing. And they vote, the audience votes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but I just think he's got a bigger platform now because of this. And I think a lot of people are going to be receptive to what he has to say.
That's awesome. Well, we need to get him when he's straight out the jungle. He needs to come on to Sex Lies and Spray Tans. Okay, let's go back. I'm so tired of saying these names, though I know these are great people inside and out. Mauricio Umansky. I've been watching his, have you watched it yet? Buying Beverly Hills?
I did. I binge watched it on Saturday.
I love it. I love it. Don't you
so
love
good.
It?
I love the it's houses, so honestly.
I just love how like raw yet so manicured it is still. Like it's still like a pleasure to watch, yet what they're saying and their stories seem more real than Housewives, right?
100%. We actually got more information about what was happening between Kyle and Mauricio in Buying Beverly Hills. For sure.
So speaking of, let's talk about it. So there's a few headlines, I think, but nearly 9 months after announcing their separation, Kyle is giving fans an update on her current relationship, and good for Amazon. They just got their whole like reveal here, but during a joint Amazon live session with her daughter, Alexia, on Monday, basically Kyle revealed that she and the agency founder, Mauricio, were no longer seeking counseling for their marriage. We're just taking a break from that. The couple got candid and basically said, I thought it was important to go to couples therapy because the more difficult things get between us, the more difficult it's been to communicate. And that it's been fun. Their sessions have been fun, which is an interesting word to use. Mm-hmm. I've been through a few couples therapy sessions myself. I wouldn't call it fun, but hey, to each their own. And allowed, basically the therapy sessions allowed them to be more in tune with themselves and with herself, meaning Kyle. All I'm saying is that this is helping us. I think we're in a way better place. We've been married for 27 years. We've never had so much going on in our lives. I think it's become hard. It's become really hard. And basically, this is the quote I want to get to. With any marriage, there's issues that you have and they come up, Kyle said. Some of the issues never went away and they were never really worked on. I care about my family first. And I mean, I tried. I really did try. And so then when I couldn't, the kind of things I had been, I don't want to say put up with, but she said it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just became more apparent to me, I guess. I guess I couldn't do that anymore. I finally decided on a breaking point, but I really thought our marriage would come back. I thought, okay, this is just a temporary thing. And it didn't.
So hard to hear, obviously, because they've been on our television screens for so long. And at the end of the day, they're human. And, you know, they have real emotions to deal with. And, you know, there's been rumors out there about their marriage. And I think that this has been the last year of them having to really confront it head on. And it's really hard to do in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's gut-wrenching. I mean, it must have been for you, even just having to navigate social media, reading
well,
comments.
Well, also, let's just like, you know, really just the pink elephant in the room. Like, is it easy for me to see my ex with other people? No. But also, I do know it's over in my heart because there's not that sense of like, I'm truly happy for him. Like, I actually, and I know the difference of like feeling envious or like jealous or like, I want him back. Like, that's my, none of that. It's really been pretty just, I'm not going to say I'm so excited and jumping up for joy, but I don't have any emotion, I guess. And I don't know if that's, I don't think that's me numbing. I think that's me just being in peace with the fact that this man wasn't for me, you know?
I think they always say too, like indifference is kind of the best place to be because you're not angry.
No,
you don't hold
no
on longer. To that anger. No. And, you know, even, and on the other side, you know, you're not sitting there thinking, I love him so much. I want him back. So it's one of those that you're just at a place.
I'm like, take him.
All yours. Like it's somewhere in the middle and you look forward to your future and whatever that means. And I think that
and I'm
important.
Okay with being like, I keep saying, I sound like a broken record, but I am more than okay with being single. I owe it to myself. And actually like, this is where I need to be. And I know that I feel it. And I think that going back to Kyle and Mauricio, like, I feel like she's at that similar maybe stage as well. The fact that she describe their therapy sessions as fun. Like I feel like they're, I think they've already drifted apart many years ago. It sounds like it. But it also alluded to, with that last quote of hers, that in a way she was the victim in all of this.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I mean, and I think that they're trying to like reveal things without revealing everything. And I mean, we've heard.
Yeah, which is totally respect. Like, I totally respect that.
They have every right to do that. They still have, you know, a daughter in high school.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they have to protect her, of course. And I think that they've given us maybe as much as they can to the public, or as much as they want to reveal. And for them, I think like learning to communicate, maybe that's the fun part, because they're learning to connect as friends again. Mm-hmm. And at least being in a place where you're having fun, even if it's just on a platonic
getting to know each
level,
other.
It's probably great, honestly, because there's probably been a lot of tension as a couple, and even just being in a place where you're like, we can go on vacation or go out to dinner as a family and not feel like you're walking on eggshells.
And co-parent, I think that's very important. But also, let me just say, like, there's no victim. There's no, I mean, like, unless if, of course, it's a physically abusive relationship, but like, there's always two sides to every story.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Let's move on to Mauricio. Just kidding. We're going to move on from him altogether, but we're going to have talk about Mr. Gleb Shevchenko.
All I thought was like the Sun, because that was the Sun, I believe. The Sun reporter was just like, I cannot wait to ask this question, because they made a whole separate article about it. They've been chomping at the bit for something like this. Yeah. He'd had a pretty juicy interview with them overall, though. He had a lot to say.
Shocking to me.
I wasn't pleased at some of the things he had to say about some of his older contestants.
Wait, say more.
Say more. You know, he was talking about, I think the question, I'm going to paraphrase of what I think was, that, you know, what's your ideal type of contestant? And he was saying, I want people young. I want people with dance training. I don't want people who are, you know, injured or older. They need to rest their knee. You know, they're fun to go out to coffee with. And it came across as extremely insensitive. And given that he just had Mira Sorvino, it slightly shaded Mira Sorvino. And if I had just been his most recent partner, I would be very upset. You know, it makes me think, because I see PETA and what she did with Barry Williams. And remember, Barry
was great.
Went further than Mira Sorvino this past season. And to me, he had the time of his life. PETA gave him a great opportunity. He performed his heart out. We
so
loved
good.
Him. Exactly. And that's what you should be giving that experience, because there's only one mirror ball each season. Only one pro is going to win it with their contestant. Yeah. And I get that I also understand that Gleb wants a mirror ball, but at the same time,
he ain't going to get it like that.
No. And to embrace Barry the way Peta did, I felt like if Mira had been embraced, maybe she would have felt more confident on the dance floor. Cause that was always my thing. I'm like, I don't think she feels confident out here. And maybe it was
You're right. You don't. So yeah, no, you're right. It was almost like she was walking on eggshells. But do you think that came solely from Gleb not supporting her?
It's never solely, you know. I would probably, like, let's pretend that I'm walking in to do Dancing with the Stars. I would be super nervous, but I would want a pro that's going to start building up my confidence each week and go, hey, you know what? Your performance level is great right now. Now we need to like hone mm-hmm. some of the technique. Like, reinforcing.
This is when,
like,
Tristan McManus, he would have been perfect.
Genius. Yeah, Dorothy Hamill, and he had Valerie Harper.
Yes, and that's why he would always like be like, I'm never going to get like the, you know, no, there was no Charli D'Amelio back then, but like the Nicole Scherzinger, you know, but it's because, and Pasha also has a very kind, compassionate way of
nurturing.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I am, so I mean, I'm not trying to say that Gleb isn't, but there are ways that we were trained when we were competitors, whether that be, you know, our belief system or whatever. And I was trained, it was harsh, like strict, hence why I'm called, you know, I was called the taskmaster for a reason. But like, I agree with you though. There was times with certain partners of mine where I was like, my way or no way. And it didn't turn out great. Like they weren't out there and they weren't confident. And I could have been a lot more compassionate, you know, and it is a fine line because these people are out there like naked and afraid.
Oh, absolutely. That's the other thing too. Yeah. You're wearing an outfit that's very revealing, and maybe you don't wear that in your personal life.
No.
And,
you know. So Gleb Savchenko, single again, most likely. Listen, after having Vinny Guadagnino on this podcast, he's going to kill me, but he said it. I didn't force it out of his mouth. We did rapid fire. Was it rapid fire? Anyway, I asked him, have you slept with any of the audience members when doing Chippendales? And the answer was a yes. And So like, listen, this ain't no, this is not like Swan Lake, okay? Like we're really, this is Chippendales. And yes, I understand that this is not a strip show, whatever. No, it's not whatever. These people are great talent, but it is, you're there in Vegas with a bunch of bachelorettes, like ready to party, you know? And I don't know if I'd be able to handle it if my boyfriend decided to sign up for Chippendales.
Yeah, that would be a little nerve wracking. I feel like Gleb's going to be great at this, though. I feel
he is born to be a Chippendale. Then he should go do freaking Thunder from Down Under afterwards.
Just move over to the next show.
And then Magic Mike once he graduates from that.
That's right. They have all three, don't they? So what did you think about Gleb saying that there might be changes on Dancing with Stars? He's saying like that they might change all the dancers. But I don't think, I don't think that they're ever going to do like a clean sweep and get rid of everyone. I feel like they're just going to keep on like adding people on each season. You can't get rid of the favorites.
I mean, you can, but like not with Conrad back. If it weren't Conrad, then I'd be nervous. I think that he's stating the obvious. Honestly, Gleb, we don't ever know if we're coming back. We're waiting by the phone about, I would say, a couple of weeks prior to rehearsals, but they still have yet to announce that it's officially back. So
can I ask you something about that? Because I always think about you guys when you're waiting in August or like late July or whenever it is, waiting for that August phone call to see if you're back. Okay, August.
Right? Because we premiere September, end of September.
Right.
It'd be end of August.
So I have always thought that is incredibly unfair because a lot of the fall jobs have already been, you know, taken. A lot of castings have already happened and you're just kind of hanging by a thread. And we've seen plenty of people where either maybe their celeb drops out or they say, we don't have a celeb for you this season. And now you're just kind of left hanging with no job.
And then with no troupe back, you don't even have a troupe job.
No troupe. Right. So what do you do? I just have always thought like it's unfair from my perspective.
Of course it's unfair. It is. I mean, look, Edita and I talked about it here on the podcast and she said that I understand why they do that, but I could no longer be a part of that insecurity. Like really, like it gives you no time to plan. And you're right, especially in this industry, like everyone's already made decisions as far as other, you know, cast members for other shows and other networks. It's a whole thing. I've always been a prisoner of that as well, though I'm grateful that I've never been axed from that group. Mm-hmm. But like still, the amount of anxiety is not healthy. And also hearing some of these dancers that would call me back in the day and just be devastated, right. You know, and I don't know if these dancers thought I had the inside scoop on everything just because I've been on longer than all of them, but like, or I started way earlier than they did, but I really did not know anything. And it was just so like heart-wrenching because you are consumed by this show. The show is your life, especially as a pro dancer, let alone every celebrity I've interviewed so far tells me how consuming the show is. Imagine us. They've got us by the balls, literally.
You know what else I've always thought too? Why the dance agencies or your agents, whomever they are, have allowed this to happen, and why SAG allows this to happen.
That is one thing. SAG, yes. Yeah, no, I hear you with the SAG part. Maxim Shmerkovsky recalls arguing with Kirstie Alley about his flirty actions during Dancing with the Stars. Now, he mentioned this in our interview on this podcast. Like, I would say it was end of August of 23. But yes, he basically says that here he is stressing, you know, himself out by like, what the hell am I going to give Kirstie as far as choreography goes? Cut to Kirstie's like, you're so flirty, you know, and like, just, I don't know if she was busting his balls as well, but like, yes, this is another prime example of a dancer, you know, especially the original pros. We just play grab ass and it means absolutely nothing. And we're like football players in a locker room, like literally, like, and that's okay, you know, for us. Now, what we forget is that when you put your hand and you're trying to teach someone like how to move their hips, you know, figure eights, they may get some sort of sensation.
Or you may need to let them know, like, my hand is going to wind up in the small of your back.
I could not.
Consent, Cheryl, consent.
Well, I think maybe nowadays I'd have to. Yeah. I'm like slapping. If anything, I'm like, other left. But like, this is the thing. This is why I always ask, like, who falls in love first, the celebrity or the dancer, you know? And it's definitely the celebrity for this reason. Like, dancing, partner dancing is so intimate. Mm-hmm. Ariana Maddox, God, again. Good for her, though. She's got a new gig. I'm sure she's got plenty that we don't know of yet. But I love this for her. She's basically replacing Sarah Hyland as a host for Love Island. Yeah. More power to her. What do you think? Have you seen Love Island? I haven't seen it yet.
I have watched a couple episodes of Love Island. I'm not like deep into it or anything. But I will say, I think, I'm just going to predict this. I think this is her exit from Vanderpump Rules.
No.
I feel like it is.
Do you think she's under contract?
I don't know. I don't know what her contract is.
But they're not stupid. They can't be that stupid to let her go.
No, because what does she have lined up after Love Island? Like, if she finishes up Broadway April 7th, if she goes, she's moving into her new home, goes and does Love Island.
Yeah, whatever happened? I thought she had to stay in the old home.
She is suing Tom, and I think that they're hopefully going to work. They're waiting for a judge, but she bought a new home in the meantime.
I hope she can just, I hope her boyfriend was like, you're not living there anymore.
We're done with this. Hopefully they can at least like just sell it, start over. I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, more power to her. If I were anyone, whoever runs it over there, whether it's Andy Cohen or I would honestly move the schedule around just to fit her schedule and pay her as much as she wants to be paid. Because really, I think it's going to go downhill without her face on it.
Or do you give her a spinoff? No spinoff?
But it's just not yet. It's still very soon and fresh.
All right. I was like, her and Katie open her sandwich shop and they get their own spinoff.
What? How boring. I'm kidding. How good old wholesome TV about a Subway sandwich shop. I'm kidding.
Cheryl's like, I'm not watching that concept.
I'm not even watching this concept. I'm just saying for all the fans and the Reddit fans and the
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Misspelling is a new podcast from Tori Spelling. Who is the real woman behind the notorious Tori Spelling headlines? Is the mother of five living in a Beverly Hills manor or in an RV? Is she Donna Martin or is she a down and out divorcee? For someone who grew up with Hollywood mogul Aaron Spelling, was she daddy's little girl or is she her father's daughter? In a town where the lines are blurred, it's finally time to clear the air with the misunderstood misspelling. Follow Tori as she confronts the missteps, the mistakes, and the misconceptions. Miss Spelling is ready to reveal what's real and what's fake as she strips down her Hollywood persona. If you think the rumors are shocking, just wait until you hear the truth. Because when a woman has nothing to lose, she has everything to gain. Listen to Miss Spelling starting April 1st on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One more headline. Julianne Hough joins Maggie Gyllenhaal's Frankenstein pick, The Bride, for Warner Brothers. That's amazing. This is, you think this is why? Yeah, this is incredible, right? This is, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought about it because I think I was on the week when she had canceled her tour dates for the Dancing with the Stars tour. And I'm like, oh, even if she's not filming yet, she has wardrobe prep. Because I mean, this is definitely a period piece where it's the Bride of Frankenstein. And
is she the Maggie, bride?
I think Maggie Gyllenhaal is.
Oh, but yeah, of course, I thought she was just doing,
like, obviously. Maggie Gyllenhaal is, but this is an incredible opportunity for her. And I think also we saw that she moved over to CAA. I think she's making some big moves in her career. And I think coming back to host Dancing with the Stars was kind of like the right move because it grounds her. And then she mm-hmm. has the rest of the year to do other opportunities.
Listen, she's getting the exposure. She's on primetime television and it's not just a not saying it's just a pro dancer, but yes, she's being seen in different jobs and titles, and she's definitely an entrepreneur also. She does it all. Now, I saw an article about how there might be a slight chance. I mean, if the show's not confirmed, she's not confirmed to host, mm-hmm. put it that way. So people are a little nervous that she's not going to be able to come back as a host because of her other job opportunities. What do you think about that?
I feel like she'll be there as long as she can. You know, mm-hmm. the season's happening.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
if
I don't
she gets
know.
Another
we don't have
big
anything.
Role, I actually don't know.
I mean, I guess confirm. If they throw an Oscar winning type of role her way.
Well, I mean, like even, I mean, look, maybe this is part of their CAA's plan. Like, I don't think anyone wants her to be branded again, put it that way. Because mm-hmm. that's really hard just to undo that and to have people see you in a different light. I'm going through it at the moment, you know, and it's like, it's not easy.
What's your biggest struggle, do you think, with that?
It's literally people taking me seriously in a different light. Cause like, I think using my voice isn't something that they're used to seeing or hearing from. Right. And, if you really look at the people who have made a successful career after being a pro dancer, they took like a few year hiatus, like of like really not hearing from them to kind of clear it out of people's brains. And mind you, this was Julianne after only what, a few seasons. I've done 23 seasons.
Yeah. It's a long time.
If you don't, and honestly, it's even when I walk around, when I'm out in public, it's interesting. I'll get a couple of people like, oh my God, you're that TikTok girl. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not that TikTok girl. I love you. Yes. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much to Kristen Bird for coming and co-hosting our Headlines and Hot Topics weekly series. Everyone, make sure to follow at The Kristen Bird and the podcast on social media at Sex Lies and Spray Tans across all platforms. More interviews to come every single Monday to talk about their experiences and share their stories. Walk down memory lane on Dancing with the Stars. Until next time, people. Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.